600 weeks,
600 episodes
of Category 5 Technology TV. A lot has happened, Sasha, during that time. So you think about the fact that Category 5 was founded in September 2007.
Yes.
What could possibly have happened?
What could
since
have happened?
2007? And we have been here, ladies and gentlemen, every single week since that day, since the day that I sat down and said, okay, we're going to do a live show. We've been here every single week. Not in this studio. This is Studio D.
Right.
So Studio A, B, C, D. We're in our fourth studio.
There.
The year that we started Category 5 Technology TV, well, it was just me in the first year.
Mm-hmm.
And Apple CEO of the time, Steve Jobs,
right,
had just announced the brand new revolutionary, what?
iPhone?
The iPhone.
iPhone.
The iPhone was brand new, never been heard of before, and about to change our world. We'd never had smartphones before.
Right.
The iPhone.
And then all of a sudden?
All of a sudden. The same year that Category 5 launched was Steve Jobs' announcement that the iPhone was now a thing. The brand new iPhone. Of course, the iPod Touch evolved as well. Mm-hmm. They introduced Wi-Fi connectivity to the iPhone, the iPod Touch. And so that brought a whole new era to the iPod lineup.
Right.
Because the iPhone was doing so well. So iPod Touch now was a device that was very similar to the iPhone in that you had a touchscreen, internet-connected MP3 player, in essence, music player, because you had to have iTunes. And
so on episode number one, if you had if you had said, I imagine...
Yeah, what could happen in the next 12 years?
Exactly. You would never imagine that we went from, like, a land of no cell phones to,
yeah,
like...
Well, we had cell phones, but
nothing
they
like,
were a little different than,
yeah,
than
they
what we know.
They weren't as sleek.
And so folks are saying, well, what about Android? Well, Android was launched the following year.
Right.
Well, it was announced the following year. We had Google. We had T-Mobile. We had other companies that had come together to announce... Motorola was another one. To announce this brand new open source alternative to the iPhone, this open source operating system called Android. But we still wouldn't see that for another year, 2 years after the iPhone came out. Now we all have,
I don't have it on me just in case.
But you have it here?
Yeah, well, yeah, I have
it's
it here.
You carry it with you?
Everywhere.
It's revolutionized our connectivity, our communication, our internet surfing, our shopping, our camera. We've got a camera that fits in our pocket. This is new since Category 5 started. This never was a thing.
And now everybody has one.
Everybody.
Very cool. Text messaging.
Another way our communication was revolutionized since Category 5 started.
Right. So if I was part of Episode 1, I may have received a phone call or an email.
On a landline.
On a landline.
But text messaging kind of like took off.
Exactly.
It's since tapered off.
Yes.
But it actually in 2007, at the end of 2007, early 2008, became more commonly used than a phone call.
Right. So now it's kind of dwindled.
Yeah. Well, but now we've got so much connectivity.
Exactly.
Social media, everything else. Speaking of social media, think of Facebook.
Right.
Right. We saw Facebook's meteoric rise and slight tapering over the past couple of years, but we saw social media take off. It was never a thing before Category 5. Not that Category 5 had anything to do with this.
No.
But it was not a thing.
It was not a thing.
That's how long we've been around.
1.62 billion viewers now. Not a thing when we started. Almost 2 billion views.
Yeah.
Viewers. Like, just...
But in our first year, they were considered huge with 20 million users.
Right.
Now, how many billion?
1.62.
And they were higher than that about 2 years ago, about 1.74. Now it's kind of tapering off. Garby saying that MySpace is no more. Well, MySpace, the very year that we started Category 5 TV, Tom left the company, and it was worth millions of dollars. Possibly billions at that time. MySpace now, here we are in 2019.
It's
being a sad thing of the past.
Exactly.
Netflix launched.
Netflix.
In the time that we've been on the air. We've seen the way that people watch television, movies, the way that we absorb content
right.
has completely been revolutionized by things like Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, mm-hmm. and all the other services that have risen and fallen, but Netflix is still like number one.
So, like episode number one, if you wanted to watch a movie, would you go rent it?
You'd have to.
Yes.
At Blockbuster.
You would leave and go somewhere. You would bring your spouse with you.
You would take a taxi. A taxi. Not an Uber. Because they didn't exist yet.
Yes.
You would take a taxi to the local Blockbuster, which did exist.
And hope.
Rent a VHS.
Hope that they had it in. They had
possibly
the big wall
a DVD.
Of the new release. Yeah.
Oh, they'd have it in. Oh,
and
they had
a great
selection.
Like, it would be half the date night is like, let's go and
let's
choose
read
a
the
movie.
Jackets.
Let's
yeah.
choose a movie and bring it home.
Those
and now you sit down on your couch with Netflix on, and the agony is in so many choices you don't know what to choose.
Yeah, you spend half. You spend as much time looking at the jackets. Hulu's another one in America. It's not as big here in Canada. Sling as well, which kind of was like a rise and fall, but didn't mm-hmm. really, I don't know if it's even still a thing.
What else?
But it's allowed us to cut the cord.
Yes.
A lot of us have. And there are still some people who are subscribed to the big cable companies, but there are those of us who just... I had somebody come into the office who uses the current version of cable TV, which is a wireless device that uses IPTV.
Oh, okay.
And I said, how many commercials do you have to sit through? And he's like, well, it's normal, you know, it's 30 minutes of show for an hour of sitting time, you know,
right.
like you got to sit
what
through
is that?
A half.
This hour has 22 million minutes.
I've never, yeah.
That's
I've,
the saying because.
I said, I haven't seen a commercial in 10 years.
Right.
That's just the way things have evolved.
It's the way of it.
Social media has evolved as well. I mentioned Facebook, Twitter.
Did Twitter exist?
Twitter was just an itty-bitty baby, and in fact, the year after Category 5 started, they showed up at South by Southwest, and okay. that was the year. So the year after we started was the year that Twitter really took off, because they had like 60,000 tweets a day. But they didn't even call them tweets. They just called them messages, because they hadn't established.
They hadn't figured it out
They hadn't
yet.
Figured out their branding yet.
Wow.
So we were pre-Twitter. We were pre-YouTube. I remember when GWG himself was saying, you guys need to upgrade to 16:9, because we were pre-widescreen.
Right.
Category 5 was 4:3 when we started this thing. There was no such thing as HD video.
Right.
That didn't exist yet. It didn't exist. Now we have 4K and 8K and virtual reality and augmented reality.
Right.
All these things didn't exist.
You know what we have now? A giggle score. You know what we didn't have then?
What?
Single board computers.
We didn't even have single board computers. Can you imagine that the computer that I had as a kid was less powerful than this thing? The computer that I learned everything that I know on, the computer that I learned to program on, was less powerful than this. It took up my bedroom.
Yeah, it was probably everything.
Raspberry Pi came out in 2012.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe it was that recently, but 2012, and they and competitors, if you will, or uprising other single board manufacturers, single board computer manufacturers have risen up. Pine 64. ASUS is kind of trying to get in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Odroid from Hard Kernel. We've got a lot of great manufacturers, Banana Pi and Orange Pi and all these other manufacturers coming out. And these things are incredible. Yeah, a complete server.
Yeah.
With gigabytes. Gigabytes of storage. In my palm of my hand.
Right.
That is mind-bending. To you, this might be just normal. This is what maybe you or your kids have grown up with anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Let me remind you that the computer that I had was an XT when I was a kid. I started on a VIC 20. The XT was about this big and this big, and it had a big CRT screen. Massive. This has built-in HDMI mini. which outputs HD video from something that fits in the palm of my hand.
Wow.
And I mentioned CRT monitors from computers. These are the big, remember the deep?
Yes.
Big cube-like things?
Yes.
Those were a thing. Even until Category 5.
Did you have one at the beginning?
We had a 32-inch CRT TV. That's what I had at home. A 32-inch, mm-hmm. massive CRT TV. So it was deep. It was big. But a couple of years after Category 5, no, I guess probably the year Category 5 launched was the year that the LCD TV took over the CRT as far as number of sales.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the year that everything started transitioning from those big clunky boxes to flat screens. But remember, when I was a kid, flat screens were a thing of science fiction.
Right.
Like Star Trek had flat screens on their desks. Those didn't exist. That wasn't a real thing. Now we look back and you just see it and you think, oh, that's a weird look of the future. But to us, that was what we had, that was a huge CRT TV, rear projection image onto a glass surface. That's how we watched our TV. And so the flat screen was something from sci-fi.
Like, now they have like flat and curved. Like you can get flat and curved TVs.
They have roll up and fold up.
Yeah, that's bananas.
This is all new. Speaking of sci-fi and sci-fi ideas becoming a reality, you can attest to this. When I was a kid, I just want to slow down a little bit. When I was a kid, we had Virtual Boy.
Oh, yes.
Virtual Boy was red and black. Not even black and white. Literally, red lines on a black surface that you would wear on your face, because we didn't have virtual reality, but we had a dream. We had a dream. And when Category 5 technology TV started up 600 episodes ago, there was no such thing as the virtual reality that we can immerse ourselves in these days.
Right.
You've experienced
I've
this.
Experienced
Tell us a little
it.
Bit about how what? Virtual reality has changed things over the past 5 years.
Virtual reality. I mean, I got the Vive, 2 years ago? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a year or two. It has changed everything about entertainment. Dave and I, we were on vacation last week in BC. We were walking through Stanley Park. And I turned to Dave and I was like, you know what? I bet that this is on Google Maps, which means that I can relive this memory. Like, this isn't just I'm thinking back on it. I'll be able to walk through Stanley Park in virtual reality. Mm-hmm. It's just a dream. You can go home, and if you've had a bad day, put your headset on. You just...
I'm just skipping over here because I wanted to grab this.
Yeah.
This is a 360-degree virtual reality 4K video camera.
Right.
So you could take this to Stanley Park with you and take a picture or a video in virtual reality, 360 view, and then import it to your computer, put it on the Vive, and look around.
Yeah.
And see what's going on. Like, that's how, video, HD video.
Real.
I said HD video didn't exist. Now virtual reality video, and you say Google Maps?
Yes.
In VR?
In VR.
You can actually go to places in the world. You can teleport, if you will.
And walk around. I have done it. I went to Mexico one Sunday when my mom was just...
On the Vive.
On the Vive.
Unbelievable.
I know. She wanted to take me back to where she went on vacation.
Wow. See, this is technology that did not exist. It was something out of fantasy, out of sci-fi, that now is a real thing. The cloud is another one. We take for granted that, hey, our off-site backups.
Right.
In the cloud. The fact that that computer that now sits in my pocket that is way more powerful than the computer that I had when Category 5 TV started.
Mm-hmm.
That this is more powerful. That this has artificial intelligence built into it. Think about that for a second. Another thing from sci-fi, my friends. That this has the cloud.
It has the... Yeah,
it backs
connected.
Up every time I take a picture.
Yeah.
It's here. It's there. It's everywhere. It's on Discord. It's wherever I want to put it. Instantly. That wasn't a thing.
The cloud blows my mind, actually.
The cloud is something that small businesses, especially businesses, are really starting to tap into these days. I mentioned the offsite backup. That's a really simplistic idea, but think about collaboration. We've talked about the online office suites and how the cloud is really revolutionizing that. The online, we used to need an Exchange server. No, we don't. Not anymore. We've got online collaboration. We've got online calendaring and sharing and everything else. It's all part of the cloud. That's a technology that, believe it or not, has only been here for like 5 years. I mean, it had rudimentary introductory, you know, people were working on things, but the actual, hey, the cloud is now a thing. This whole interconnected world that we have.
So now, okay, so we're at episode 600 now.
Yeah.
What is episode 1200 going to be?
Oh my gosh. I'm not even going to be here. It's just going to be my counterpart.
Exactly.
My AI counterpart. It's going to be mental. It's going to be amazing.
Will we have real money even? Like, cryptocurrency.
That's another new thing.
That's a new thing.
That
right?
didn't exist.
That didn't exist.
It and was now an it exists, idea.
And it's a big idea and it's a big deal, right? And now in 600 more episodes.
Yeah. But imagine 2009 is when Bitcoin was unveiled.
Right.
So cryptocurrency, this whole idea behind it.
Right.
2009. Now we've been doing Category 5 Technology TV since 2 years before that. And finally, one final thing, if I may,
okay,
that has changed completely since Category 5 Technology TV has started. I have to say, storage. My computer storage is all solid-state hard drives.
Right.
I say solid-state hard drives. I know that's an ironic term. Solid-state drives, SSDs, not hard drives. So the old drives used to have this spinning platter.
So
they still exist,
yes,
and they have much higher capacity than solid state, though solid state is starting to work its way up. But I understand that, hey, those spinning devices, they have a lot more storage, but they're a little old school in their tech.
Right.
So the spinning platter has a needle or a head that hovers above the platter and reads and writes the data.
So, if it's running, I know this, if it's running and you jostle it, you can just... Yeah.
There goes your failed hard drive.
Yeah.
But that thing is moving across the platter of the hard drive at very fast speeds. And it's spinning at 7,200 RPMs.
Right.
Okay, so that's an average hard drive, like a standard desktop hard drive. But it's quite slow because it's a mechanism. It's a mechanical device that's moving back and forth over this thing.
Right.
It's prone to failure. It's prone to disaster, and the bigger they get, the more platters they have, the more heads they have, the more expensive data recovery becomes.
Right.
The smaller they are, the less work it is for a data recovery lab to recover data off of them. So the bigger they get, the more difficult they are to recover.
The less Sasha-proof they are.
So now solid-state drives are the thing, and it's a microchip, and that is reading and writing all your data. That's where your data is stored. And then to take it one step further is the flash drive, which we didn't have.
Right.
We did in that I had like a 8 gig drive.
Right.
Now, just think about this as one final thought. Here we are in 2019, and even a couple years back, Kingston brought out the 2 terabyte data traveler. Think about that. 2 terabytes of data.
Remember that.
In your pocket.
Right.
In a device that fits in your pocket. 2 terabytes of data.
I went and did a thing at the mall with
you went to the mall, you talked to people.
People were blown away.
People were like, oh yeah, maybe a gigabyte would be a big drive. Now, two terabytes. Two terabytes.
Yeah.
2,000 gigabytes.
I can't believe that.
You want to take a look at it?
Yeah. Doesn't look a whole lot different from your average USB drive, I guess.
Think about how storage has just been just blown up over the past couple of years. And certainly since Category 5 Technologies TV had started. 600 weeks, 600 episodes of Technology TV. Every single week we are here. We're doing what we do. We love to show you tech. We love to show you the things that we're learning. And we love to learn along with you with our family-friendly show. And we appreciate you coming along with us. It's been a fun ride. The past 600, the next 600 are going to be even better because, hey, technology is never going to stop. And it's always going to give us something to talk about.
That's true.